Ladies and gentlemen, my first guest today is a man that never has a hands out. That's right, because the nigga has one hand. Ladies and gentlemen, Baby Chapo is in the building today, motherfucker.
Baby Chapo! Baby Chapo,
what's up, boss?
To the Motorcycle Podcast.
Welcome, man. Welcome. Put his earphones on. Welcome to the show, my nigga.
I'm so excited to meet El Chapo's son.
My show is all about having people, you know, hardworking, different people. Like I said, when I had an interview with Charlamagne, I'm not into A-list and B-listers. Yeah. I like Z-listers, you know. You're a Z-list celebrity, by the way, my nigga. I like Z, Q to Z, Q-R-S. T-U-V all the way to Z-listers.
Mike, you're absolutely right with them Z-lists because it shows on our views. Yeah, we get Z-list views, but it's amazing. I mean, giving everybody a chance in the world.
I like people that's been through hardship, different people.
Yeah.
You know, and my guest today is a very special, different guy. If you, cause you can't see this show, you hear it. You know, he's one arm. The nigga, you know, he came. Luckily for him, he's righty. Are you a righty? Are you right-handed?
Nah, I was actually lefty. Man, I made my mistakes too, you know what I'm saying? I'm not going to say I was perfect.
Perfect, right. Nobody's perfect, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, but during the hard time, like, you lost your arm, you're in a hospital, and then that's just the wrong time to leave,
yeah,
man, you know? Or for y'all to even break up, she should have been a lot more supportive. But, that, you know, the truth come out when bad things happen. I'll tell people all the time. When bad situations happen, that's when you find out who truly is there for you and who's not there for you. So, hey, it wasn't meant to be. You go, you know, better place, and you know, and now trust me, life is gonna do nothing but get better. And on top of that, hey, life is gonna be better for you, and you don't have to work hard now. You could do things that you really want to do. No need to go and working for the goddamn man anymore. No clocking.
No sweat box.
No sweat box. Mm-hmm. You know, you lost a hand. Who give a fuck about a hand? You know what I mean? Hey. What is it? Something costs an arm and a leg. I guess it really costs you an arm and a leg. But who gives a fuck, right? You're going to be a better person. You're going to be a stronger person. People are going to look up to you. You're going to be a mogul. You're going to be an inspiration to people.
Yeah, Mike. He's very
Yeah,
nice
look,
man.
Right now, we
he
both got...
He takes a joke.
Chinese best friend, we got our fucking arm. Look at you. You got your arm, but you're a fucking loser. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I hit my...
You had a whole arm, and you smacked the fucking drink over and fucked my fucking... hard road floor up.
Yeah.
You know, I wish you didn't have a fucking left arm. My floor would be wet.
I would be still drinking my tequila right
exactly.
now.
Exactly. Yeah. What do you do for a living?
I'm an entrepreneur.
That means she has an OnlyFans page.
Oh, put the mic in your mouth.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, wait. Don't Hold say on. That.
Oh.
Oh.
Don't. Chinese best friend, seriously?
This show is a little, yeah.
I can't believe what you said that. Put the mic in your
mouth.
Yeah, that's a little wild, Chris. Yeah. A little wild. So, I'm a cosmetologist. I have my own business, my own shop in Maryland, in the DMV area.
Wow.
Yeah, and I'm also a brand ambassador for Kwan's Eyes. So, which is the lashes that I'm wearing.
Look at that. That's
beautiful.
It looks so are those natural?
No.
They look so natural.
They're false lashes.
Because usually when girls have lashes, it looks like their eyes is asking a question.
So here, her lashes are very natural looking. They're not like those, like, you know, tarantulas that, you know, some of the females wear.
It looks really good on you.
Thank you.
Yeah, it looks real good.
So yeah, I'm the face of her brand.
And tell her how you've been at Essence.
Yeah, we were featured last year around the same time, actually, in Essence magazine, and I was featured on their website.
Woo!
So, really? Yeah.
Dope.
And now in your... The number one show in Africa, Motorcycle Podcast.
Now I'm on the Motorcycle Podcast with Michael Blackson, and it's definitely been a vibe.
Eat ass. You don't eat ass on the first date. If you're out there trying to eat ass.
I'm judging you. If you like,
yeah, nasty.
I'm
going to
be like, full nasty.
That's
a red flag for me. I'm out of
here. That's a red flag. Like, nigga, you eat my ass, but I don't want to see you after this, okay?
That's too much. It on the first day?
That first date.
Mm-mm.
I think at least.
Why you want to do that to me on the first night? Yeah. Get
Maybe they
turn you out the first day. Like, goddamn, nigga.
That's too
What, you a porn star?
Right.
Wait, Mike, so I have to know. So you know we did live. What, like, we did this around Christmas. No, Christmas time or a little bit after Christmas. So I gave Mike and Rada these, like, it was a clone of pussy and a clone of dick.
Right.
A what?
Yeah, a so clone, my friend like has a sex, like, a sex website, sex toy website, adult toy website, I should say. And so for Christmas, I gave him like a whole gift basket. Like Christmas, he got three Christmas boxes, and inside of there was something for him and Rada. So I just want to know, did the kit work?
Mike, did you use it?
A fake vagina? No. I'd rather get a side bitch.
Why not?
I'm not using no fake vagina.
Can I have it?
Chris, would you use it?
He said, can I have it?
Okay, well then.
Is that considered as cheating?
Sold.
He would use it.
Chris, you have to put it together, Chris.
Is that considered as cheating?
Listen, it was not a
vagina. No, I don't feel like that is. That was to keep you from, like, you know.
Oh, keep you from, like, cheating.
You're going to even think about doing it.
No, I'd rather cheat.
So why would you
want
to
use it? Mike, do you use it?
Use what? No, I didn't even know where it's at. Is you have to put it together like a powder. You got to mix up this.
Oh,
you got to make it like.
You got to hold it together.
You got to put it together. Like, yeah, I'm not even trying to build a fucking pussy.
Yeah.
It's like build. I heard a build a bear. I never heard a build a
it's
vagina.
It was a project. So.
What's up, Marasokas? This is your African King of Comedy, Michael Blackson. I'm here to ask you a question. Are you subscribed to my podcast, the Mother Sucker Podcast with me, Michael Blackson? If not, you are missing out on the crazy interviews, the exclusive behind-the-scenes content of my life, and tons of VIP celebrity guests. So listen up, Mother Sucker. Stop what you are doing right now and go find the Mother Sucker Podcast with me, Michael Blackson, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast. Subscribe is free, so go do it. Right now. And don't forget to catch a new episode every Tuesday.
Wow. All right, here's my advice, you know, on fun sex, okay? My thing is I've said it before, I'm not sure what show I said it on. Let's say, okay, you wait, like, what's the normal time to wait to fill a person out? Like maybe
like a month or 2 months.
Okay, wow, month,
that's
2 months.
A long time.
I would okay. No. I say two. I feel like okay.
In the new millennium, you think 2 weeks?
I feel like between 2 weeks and like let's say an up, right? Because it's okay. Really up to your discretion, right?
All
right.
So you are a month or 2 months. You are 2 weeks and up, right?
I should say you're 2.
Okay, so let's just say you wait. What are the 2 months? Okay, we're in that 2 months. You guys went on nice, lovely days.
How many times?
Chinese best friend.
Oh, I know. How many dates?
Just hear me out, Chinese best friend. Well, in those 2 months, you went on like a bunch of dates. You got to meet all your friends. Mm-hmm. You're like, oh my God, he is just so cute together. He got to meet your mother.
Okay,
oh,
Lord. That's
oh, time on. 2 months, you better meet your mom. No, 2 months, you don't think?
2 months.
That's fast, Mike.
That's right. Too fast. Yes.
Okay, forget your mother.
I'm serious with you to meet my mom.
Okay, forget your mother. You met your brothers, maybe? Brothers, sisters?
My sister, yes.
Sisters, okay, man. And your friends, your best friends? They had a gathering at the house. Everybody said, oh, my God, what's his name? Let's guess. What's a good name for your boyfriend? What name you like? Like Joshua, Raheem, Tim,
Brandon.
Mike, Brad.
We'll just use Josh for now.
Josh.
We'll use Jay or Josh.
All right, use Josh. Josh been coming around for like 2 months. Good friends. Everybody loved Josh. Man, Josh is so sweet. Man. He has a nice job. Got a nice car. You got to look so good together. Yeah. And then finally, give Josh the pussy, right? Josh, dick is so small, he pee on his balls. That's how small his nigga's dick
hey,
is.
Hey, what's
right?
Wrong with that, Michael Blackson?
I know you pee on your balls, Chinese best friend. No, just
not all the
you.
Time. Anyway,
right?
I would be disappointed.
Dick is little. You now you like, guess what? You don't waste it. How many hours is 2 months? You are fucking the worst mathematician of all time.
24 hours a day times 30, 60.
700 and something. You don't waste
that's
700.
A lot of hours,
right? Yeah, it is.
700 free nights and weekends of your life that you'll never get back of hours. Now you disappointed. He little dick came and eat pussy right. You done with this nigga.
I gotta let him
drop.
I have to let him fall off, but I have to let him fall off in like a nice way, like let him down easy.
Right.
Because I've been there before.
Oh,
and I'm being serious. It's like, I was like early 20s, right? Maybe like my teens. And I was like, what the hell is this? Like,
he's like, what's to do with this? She's like, what is this? Is there like, did you leave the other dick at home?
Right, so like,
get the other dick.
I couldn't get with the rhythm of it. I was just like, I can't do this.
All right, so now in the 2 months, you have to win him all because low dick, and now all your girls are like, oh my god, where's Josh?
Girl, I'm gonna probably spill the tea.
You wasted your time. That's why you should have fucked Josh the first or second day, and then
now
you
got rid of him. Now I'm happy I
didn't. Hallelujah.
But you know, like, you...
But then you wasted 2 more months. You got, well, you got some free fucking steak dinners out of it, I guess.
And McDonald's. Know.
And Chick-fil-A.
That's when you put them in the friend zone. Oh. Yeah, you got a friend zone there.
Oh.
I have a real strong friend zone.
The little dick motherfuckers become a friend zone.
Yeah, player.
You got to let them know nicely. Like, you know, I think we should just be friends.
That's, ladies, when you meet a man, just be like, since you meet him, like, listen, I know we just met, can you put your dick out, please?
I mean, you might know what you go, at least you know
I think
what
you getting. Should. But you know what? No, I have one time this one pretty girl that I went to fuck, you know, but she was playing hard to get, and I just put my dick out, and then she went to fuck right away.
So, I mean, well, maybe that was spicy for her. You know, some women like it, fellas, some people like it spicy.
Feel free, next, trust me. Women are just like us. When you ever want, women get horny just like men. We see titties, we get excited. Women get excited when they see dick. If you ever alone with a woman, she playing hard to get, pull your dick out.
Really, motherfucker? You end up getting the fucking gun.
That might not work with everybody, Mike.
Sexual harassment.
You got to think that you're Michael Blackson, so yeah. Like that's right. A little different, right?
Uh-huh.
Now, if a regular dude just does that, that may not really work in his favor. You might be like, yo, like.
No, you got to do it. He has to do it in a smart way, like, hey, my God, you know what? Man, check this out. I got this dick here, and can you tell me if this is normal? Blah.
Well, maybe he's gonna be looking stupid if it's small.
Right.
He's not pulling out his dick if it's small. Okay, trust me.
It's some
big dick
guys
niggas
out
gonna
here.
Pull
he
it.
He might be confident with his. I'd be like, what's up?
All right, follow him. And I'm of course, Baby Chapo. I mean, of course, Chinese best friend is IG is Chinese best friend. And I've been your host, Michael Blackson. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you on another episode of Mother Sucker. The Mother Sucker Podcast with me, Michael Blackson, is a Calvary Audio production brought to you by Aha Radio and the Black Effect Podcast Network. Produced by Brendan Morgan of Calvary Audio and A King for the Black Effect. Associate producer is Jeff Apple. Executive produced by Michael Blackson, Keegan Rosenberger, and Dana Brunetti.